You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Welcome back to episode 18 of the podcast. You're listening to the Sit Rep Happy Hour with me, Mike, and joining me today is my co-host, Bradley.
Hello.
And to my right is Robert.
I'm below you on my screen, but yeah, hello.
And finally, welcome back from the snowy land of up north, Luke.
Hi.
How do?
Cold. How are you?
Been sunny here all day.
Yeah, all right. Fuck off.
Have you had snow?
Fucking shitloads.
Did you make a snowman?
No, I'm not four.
What is wrong with your inner child?
When I was four. You must have been a really developed four-year-old.
What are you doing with your eyes? You're having to reseat the skin around your eyes. How have we all been, Luke? How's your week been? 2 weeks.
Fine.
That's it. That's all we get. Fine.
Yeah, it means lockdown. What do you want me to say? I haven't seen anybody. I haven't been anywhere.
What did somebody say to me this week? They were like, oh, I'm fucking sick of it. You keep talking to people. And all I say is like, you know, you can't exactly have a conversation about what you're doing at the weekend because everyone's doing the same thing. So he was just like, yeah, I'm just going to do mandatory fuck all. It's pretty much what he called it.
I mean, which lockdown's great for a podcast like this because you can literally do nothing but listen to music and watch TV and films, right? So we should have shitloads to talk about, but I bet we don't.
Well, unless you guys want to talk about The Phantom Menace, because I watched that this morning, and I don't think anybody wants to talk about that. I'm sure me and Brad and Ron could talk about it for a while, but I know Luke wouldn't give a flying fuck.
That's fine. You crack on. I'll have a nap.
How's Brad? You doing okay now?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good.
Yeah? Yeah. After your, 24-hour scare of potentially having COVID in your household?
Yeah. Luckily, the test result we were waiting for came back negative, so we're all good.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for you. I kind of wondered if you were going to get that glory hole put in your house, but there we go. Rob, how are you feeling this week? Are you feeling tired, happy? How are we doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I bought a VR headset this week.
Did you?
Yeah. So I can experience the outside from the inside.
Yeah?
I can go for walks without moving my legs.
Have you trashed your room yet, though?
No, it's got quite a good...
Have you boffed into anything?
No, it's got quite a... It's called a guardian system where you, like, you draw a line on the floor, and as long as that there's no one in that line, you won't... And you, it comes out with, like, a grid if you go close to it. It's cool.
What games have you been playing, anyway, on VR?
I bought Beat Saber, and that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Apparently, that's a pretty good workout.
Yeah, yeah. On some of the harder difficulties, yeah.
Oh, is that the one, the music one with the...
The lightsabers. Red?
Yeah, the lightsabers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It's fun.
Nice. I suppose before we go any further and I get called out by Brad at the end of the podcast, what are we drinking this week, Brad?
I have one of my little French stubbies. And then after that, I have a Devon Mist cider because I got some more of them.
I'm going to go to Rob next because he's... What have you got for us this week, Rob?
I just finished a Hazy Jane, which is a New England IPA, and I'm on a bottle of wine.
Do you want me to pronounce it?
Oh, yeah. We haven't had one of these for a bit.
Yeah, because I didn't drink much last week, did I? It's a Casillero del Diablo Reserva. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile.
Well done for butchering that yet again. Thank you very much, Rob.
Shit,
thank
that's you. Quite strong. Holy shit, I'm going to be drunk.
Let's end the podcast before he starts drinking that. Are you opening that next after what you're drinking?
I'm already
now?
On it.
Fuck. Okay,
I finished the Hazy Jane earlier when we were in pre-podcast mode.
See, what I love, if anybody that listens carefully to this podcast, you can tell how drunk Rob gets throughout the life cycle of the show because you start off normally with like a beer or a cider and then it switches to wine. And it scares me when you finish the bottle of wine before we finished recording, because it's normally not a good time at that point. What are you drinking this week, Luke? I know you're doing Sober January. Are you outside exercising as well?
I walk the dog for an hour a day. So, yes.
Do you walk the dog? Or... Fucking hell.
It's a husky, dude.
Yeah, you got knackered around.
Is the dog walking you, or are you walking the dog?
No, I walk the dog.
Okay. But yeah, what are you drinking this week?
I'm sipping on a lovely Dr. Pepper.
Nice. I've got...
Spicy.
Standard Thatcher's. I almost got... because I got little bottles of like gin and Kraken rum for Christmas. I almost opened the Kraken, but I was like, I'll leave it.
I've never tried Kraken. Apparently it's really nice.
I haven't. It's nice. It's really nice. I've heard the morning after isn't great, though.
Well, when is it ever after drinking lots of rum? Yo-ho.
Where's all the rum gone? Okay, so does somebody want to talk about what we've been up to this week? For the first time in a long time, we actually sat down and played a new game together since... It's probably the first game we've all sat down and played together since Fall Guys, which was well before Christmas. I think we were all playing that.
Sad times, gentlemen. Sad times.
Sad times, yeah. Rob, you want to let the listeners know what we've been up to this week?
We played COD Zombies. It was fun.
Yes. It was fun. So much so we played it twice. We stayed up to, what, two? Well, three of us stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
I stayed up till 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but yeah. You were probably at the point where you were like, oh, I'm going to be up anyway. I might as well stay up now.
Because I haven't got two newborns to look after. But I do, yeah. So that was a really bad decision on my part.
I feel like you were so invested in it that you thought the rounds were like half an hour long. So when we were like, Rob, it's 2 o'clock. Shit, is it?
You're like, one more round. It's another hour. I'm like, good.
I'll just stay up for the next feed. It's fine. And then our friend Crouchy joined us, didn't he? And then I just kept going with him. But we didn't get past round 10 because we were very drunk at that point.
Brad, do you want to explain a little bit about, because it's Cold War Black Ops Zombies we played. We didn't play like the original Zombies. We played the free one that was on offer, I think, last week, and we all missed it for whatever the price was. It was like half price or something. Do you want to explain a little bit about the game modes and that we played?
Yeah, so if you've played the Zombies before, it's essentially the same sort of thing, but on a new map. With different weapons. The dogs are slightly different. I don't remember them being like gas exploding dogs before. I can't remember. But so basically you go in and there's waves of zombies. And when you wipe out a wave, you get like 5 seconds before the next wave starts. And you get points for killing zombies. And then you can unlock doors and go to new areas. And yeah. You just see how long you can survive, or there's an end goal. But I'm not sure what it is in this one because we didn't do it.
Yeah, you can extract, can't you, in a couple of the game modes? Or
yeah,
something.
I think you can. I think there's another way you can finish it as well. I'm not entirely sure, but like gameplay wise, it's essentially the same as it always is.
Yeah. So. No, I really enjoyed it. I don't know if Rob or Luke would be able to tell, but the actual building. Is that from the original Zombies game? The actual building itself?
Don't think so.
Is it not? It looks very similar to the... Is it different? Okay. Because this is like the first Zombies game mode that I've played since... what was it? Call of Duty World at War, Rob?
Yeah, World at War.
But that was like... I feel like that... I mean, you said it pretty well the other day. It's like that was the hardcore version. This is a slightly easier.
Yeah. I remember... You didn't regen in the first one, in the one we played previously. You had to like buy med kits and stuff to get your health back. And yeah, it was just a lot harder. You didn't get as much money. Like, say, you would save up ages to get a weapon and then you'd die.
Yeah. I quite like the addition of like the bonus, the double points, the nuke and the ammo refills and like just the... It just creates absolute madness, and you definitely have to work as a team to try and get it through. Luke, we tried a different mode on Wednesday called Cranked. Do you want to give the listeners a little bit of a rundown of what that's like?
Well, it was a lot more fast-paced, wasn't it? Because you get given X amount of time after your first zombie kill. And then every subsequent zombie kill you get refreshes your timer. But every round you progress, the timer gets shorter and the amount of time you get from each zombie kill gets less as well. So, but yeah, that wasn't the zombies killing us. It was the time killing us that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas the previous mode, we would get so far quite easily and then the guns would become less and less powerful or the zombies would become more and more OP and then they would just like bitch slap you across the map and you were dead. Mostly me, because I died quite a lot on that mode.
Oh, no, I did. I think you guys... Oh, no, it was me and you that was dying quite a lot in that mode. And then we went into Cranked, and what was it, the first couple of games, I think Luke and Rob were dead. And I was there running around with like 30, 40 behind. And then there was a time when I think Brad was running around with like 20, 30 of them behind, and same with Rob. I don't know which I prefer. I think I preferred Cranked better, because it just ramped up straight away. You're not really waiting for it to kind of get going. I don't know which... game mode you guys preferred the best?
I preferred the long-winded version.
Okay. Well, you did, Rob.
Yeah.
I think if you want to put like the time in and like actually try and like progress the game mode, upgrade all your weapons, that sort of thing, I think the long mode's better. If you just want to jump in for like half an hour or something, you could probably play like two or three Cranked rounds quickly.
Yeah. I think it was definitely... I mean, you're more likely to get a few more matches done in Cranked rather than spending an hour doing one in the normal, was it Die Machine or something like that? Whatever it was.
Yeah, because I think we got to round 31 or something, didn't we, that first night? And it took like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Whereas Cranked, which we were dying at like 15 minutes or whatever, 20 minutes.
Which one did you prefer, Luke?
I prefer the long-winded one, but I agree with what Brad's just said. The Cranked game mode would be a lot better for school nights.
Yeah.
Not on a Friday night and Saturday night, we can stay up till 4 a.m. The Die Machine game mode was definitely the better one.
Hey, you mean you're not working from home?
No. I work in construction, dude.
Right, okay. There's no question, unfortunately, this week, so I'm going to move straight on to TV and movie news. I guess the first thing that we should probably talk about is Rob was right. So do we want to give Rob a pat on the back or a little round of applause?
I'll give him a pat on the back when we can meet up again.
Yeah, you know,
I will say Rob's looking mighty confused at this second. But basically all the films we went over, last episode, Rob was right when he was like, yeah, none of these films are coming out this year. I think you're probably right, Rob.
Yeah.
So far, Bond, Ghostbusters, Morbius, and Uncharted.
Why would you ever doubt me? That's why I was looking confused.
Do you really want to pull on that thread right now?
I'm just waiting until he finishes the bottle of wine, then we'll ask him some questions. But yeah, they've all been pushed. I feel like, to be honest, Rob, you're probably right, they're not coming out this year, but those dates have been put in place just to keep the hype there, maybe.
What's the current expected release date for James Bond then?
March, isn't it, I think, or April? I heard that on the radio the other day.
Yeah, it
only got pushed a bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's been pushed. I don't know when it's been pushed till now. I know Ghostbusters has been pushed till November. I think the idea is they're waiting for the majority of people to be vaccinated before everything can kind of open up again.
8th of October at the moment, Bond is.
Yeah.
Oh, they moved it again then.
And
that's not on the radio the other day.
Paramount have done the same, Luke, with The Quiet Place. That's moved from, is it April to September, August, something like that?
Makes sense. I'd be amazed if we're even out of lockdown by March, let alone going to the fucking cinema.
Yeah. I'm glad they're kind of holding on to these films, though, because I do think a few of them you're meant to go to the cinema to see, especially A Quiet Place, because I went to the cinema to see the first one, and... I don't know what it was like watching it at home, but that experience watching it in the cinema was, you know, I remember just kind of sat there and nobody was talking because you're just, everything's so, it's a silent film effectively, isn't it? For a lot of the movie. So like, all you can hear is like the slight rustle of popcorn when there's like a bit of action going on. Yeah. Uncharted's moved till 2022, hasn't it? I think.
Yeah, right. I think it did get pushed to next year.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters got pushed.
Yeah.
Is that that's still this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got pushed till November. I think most of the Sony Universe Marvel films are kind of staying this year. I think Venom's still coming out this year.
I don't think The Matrix moved over, did it?
No. I think that's because those films are with WB, Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah, they'll just, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing that dual release. Like, what is it? King Kong versus Godzilla is coming out April or something like that. But it's coming out in cinemas and on HBO Max if you've got it and you can stream it. Which is, I kind of understand that. Yeah. Any other thoughts on that? Apart from, I guess, in six months, we'll probably see all these dates shift again.
I was going to say, we'll be having deja vu in 6 months, won't we? Oh, we're still in lockdown and all the cinemas are closed and none of the movies are coming out.
Well, I like what Brad said. Brad was like, oh, fuck, we better find something else to talk about on the podcast. but luckily, over the last 2 weeks, Netflix came through, so we're good. So they're releasing 27 films this year, and I believe these are the ones that they've just got locked in place. So they were like in the trailer, a movie every single week, from what I've seen. So you've got films like The Army of the Dead, Escape from Spiderhead, which has got Chris Hemsworth in it. You got Red Notice, which has got The Rock, Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds. There's quite a few good films on there. It's just weird seeing certain people in a Netflix film now. I think the one that I was completely blown away by was I can't remember which one it was now. The one with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, that's Don't Look Up or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. But yeah, are you guys going to be checking any of these films out over the next year?
Probably all of them.
Because there's no normal cinema releases.
Exactly,
so.
Right?
And yeah. With my new VR headset, I can go to the cinema and have that experience virtually.
Are you going to rewatch The Meg in VR?
No.
Liar.
I'm not thinking about doing that.
See?
Why would you do that to me? Thank you. Bastard.
I think Brad put that idea together the other week about, what was it? Well, I can't remember the name of the Nick Cage film that was recently.
Oh, Willy Wonderland or whatever it is.
Willy Wonderland. Is anybody interested in that film?
Yes.
Did you, any of you other guys watch the trailer?
Is it a high budget Nicolas Cage movie? Or is it a low-budget Nicolas Cage?
I'm going to say it's because, very low-budget.
Because I don't watch his low-budget ones because they tend to be shit.
Yeah, I agree with Rob.
It's Nick Cage whacking up a load of animatronics. It looks funny.
Yeah, it's like Nick Cage in Westworld.
Pass.
Or Five Nights at Freddy's.
Because there's a Nicolas Cage movie where he's running around in woods. Like, it's like it's supposed to be like a Blair Witch horror sort of thing, isn't
Mandy?
It?
Is it Mandy?
Yeah. I didn't watch that because the trailer that just looked like it was just him running around the woods.
I think it is. I think it's him running around the woods with a chainsaw. I did start watching it, but it put me, I think I was just absolutely knackered. I ended up falling asleep. But I watched Color Out of Space with him and he was really good in it. That was, I can't remember the name of the writer. Very Mountains of Madness. Mountains of Madness.
Would you have watched him as Superman?
Yes. Hell yeah. Mullet Superman. Hell yeah, dude.
I still haven't finished History of Swear Words with him. But he looks really fucking good in that. Luke, did you start watching History of Swear Words?
Started and finished.
Damn. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed the first
two.
Four?
Okay.
I think there's six, isn't there? There's fuck, there's shit, there's pussy.
Bitch. No, bitch. Bitch is the third one.
And then there's, I think there's six, because one of them's damn. And the only reason that they do damn is that it's like the origin of all swear words, if you like. Because it was, I think it's the only swear word that's in the Bible. But they did that last. But yeah, you could probably skip all of them after shit. to be fair.
Yeah, the first two are really good. Like, the first one's just like, wow, that was really kind of a lot of swear words. Holy shit.
I'm really surprised they didn't say the C word, to be honest. Yeah. I'm really surprised they didn't go over that.
It's because...
Crap.
Yeah. Yes. That one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely that one, Brad. I suppose since we're talking about TV shows and stuff like that, do we want to talk about WandaVision, Brad? Have you seen episode 3?
Yes, I watched it before this.
Have you? I take it you saw it in VR, Rob.
No, I didn't watch that shit in VR. Better things to do.
Oh, fuck. Well, we already know what Rob thinks of it. So, Rob, we better go to you first.
It's terrible. Okay, I fucking hate it.
You really hate it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Brad, do you want to give us a bit of an idea of what WandaVision is?
Don't you want Rob to do?
It's Bewitched. It's just a rip-off Bewitched, and then there's some Marvel-y bits in it that it's just going to slowly trickle in. Like the latest episode has got me intrigued a little bit, but I still hate the format. It's terrible.
It starts as a 50s sitcom.
Canned laughter. It's just, it's cringing.
It starts black and white, and then by episode 2, it sort of moves forward to like a 70s style thing.
Did you notice how much Vision aged since episode 2 to episode 3? And the house is very different also. I feel like the first episodes were the pilot, and they've kind of gone... Yeah,
no, it's supposed to be like a time jump from like the 50s to the 70s, and that's why it changes the color. Yeah, and then like
but
the first
aged.
Episode. No, yeah, well, he looks old anyway, so.
Okay, so we'll just.
Because like the first episode is like a box screen where it's not widescreen yet, and then at the end of 3, it changes to widescreen.
We probably should say that this is spoilers. Brad, do you want to give us a bit of a rundown?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Like. Not complete spoilers, but what's happening in episode 1?
It starts out as like it's a 50s style sitcom. So they're in their house and his boss comes over for dinner and like there's just all sorts of shit going on in the kitchen and she's using her powers to try and make dinner and it's just all going wrong, that sort of thing. Like Rob said, there's all the canned laughter and all that sort of thing going on.
There's a load of digs though, isn't there? But like it's really weird watching a program where, what is it? There's like a date, there's like a star or a heart on the calendar on some date.
Yeah.
Today is the date when this stuff's happening, right? And she's like, because basically this takes place straight after Endgame when Vision, not Endgame, Infinity War, when Vision effectively has the mind. No, it's not. Is it the Power Stone?
No, it's the Mind Stone.
Mind Stone.
Mind Stone ripped out of his head. Spoilers, but I mean that was what, like 4 years or 3 years ago?
Yes.
And this is effectively what's happened straight off the back of that. So it's weird obviously to have Vision back. They're in this place. They're both acting really weird. They're like, oh, I need to go to work. I don't know why I'm going to work, and I don't know what I'm doing at work, because he's even trying to find out whilst he's at work, like what he's doing. What are we doing? Oh, we're just creating the documents. What documents? What are these documents for? Collecting information. What information? It doesn't make any sense. But the weird thing is, like, the kind of, you can tell, like, the culture, they're kind of thrown in, like, cultural differences, where she's like, oh, it's an important date. Maybe it's my new apron or something like that. It's, like, really, it's really weird watching something that's how they used to act, if you know what I mean, back in the day. That's how women used to be treated, and that's how men used to be treated. There's like a throwaway line where, what is a woman if you don't have a full course meal ready, waiting in your cupboard or something like that? Like a three course meal or something like that. I can't remember what she says, because the neighbor comes over, doesn't she, at some point?
Yeah.
But there is some weird shit happening in it. Like the boss's wife is saying, what? Stop it? I can't remember what she's saying.
Because he's choking on his food or something.
Yeah, there's a dude. They're basically the boss's husband. No, the boss that Vision works with comes over to try and get him a it's nuts. But I can't remember what she says. And he's there choking, and no one's doing anything. And I'm like, why isn't anybody doing anything? They're all kind of like frozen in place, and there's all this weird shit going on.
Like they're all playing a character.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminded me of? The Truman Show.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah,
I think
a bit like that.
In this latest episode, there's like bits of that, because like someone tries to tell Vision something, but
yeah,
they get stopped. But like, there's also like a section in each episode where something happens and Wanda obviously doesn't like what's happened, and she just rewinds time for like 30 seconds, then it replays and it's a different version of what's happened.
Yeah, and you see that in episode 2, but you see what happens because she's like, no, because she sees this dude.
In episode 3, then, you just see it go blink, and it gets kind of just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is some weird shit going on, but the I don't want to spoil the end of episode 3, but the way episode 3 ends and how she's acting is fucking weird. It's not how she normally acts. She's like, oh, everything's fine, if you know what I mean. It's very odd.
It was like, it kind of like switched in the last couple of minutes to like, what the fuck is going on? Like, who the fuck are you? Like, get out of my house sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's weird, but I'm intrigued to see what happens.
How are you liking the format? Do you like it? Or you kind of got used to it, or do you hate it, Brad?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think it's all right. I assume they will go to more of the outside influence stuff. I would like more of that. I didn't expect it to be so sitcom heavy.
Mm.
But yeah, it's definitely, there's enough there to keep you intrigued as to what's going on.
Yeah. I quite like the comedic timing. The second episode with Vision.
Oh yeah, the comedy show was really good.
Yeah, where he's got the freaking... Basically, Vision, and he's obviously a robot, android, whatever you want to call him, and he gets, what, food or chewing gum?
Chewing gum.
Yeah.
A big red.
Yeah. And it basically makes him act drunk, isn't it? It just makes him drunk. I really like it, but I like weird stuff, so it's kind of up my street. Luke, I know, obviously, you haven't seen it. Does any of this kind of interest you, or completely not at all?
Not in the slightest. It sounds fucking dreadful from what you three have just talked about. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably how we're explaining it, but I don't want to really spoil it for anyone.
It's not how we're explaining it. It's just not very good.
I think if it wasn't a Marvel thing, I don't think people would watch it.
That's what people are clinging on to, like that. Yeah.
But the thing is, they can't keep doing the same thing either, can they? No. I think this gives them the chance to try something new. You know, you look at Civil War, and Civil War's an espionage film. Not Civil War, Winter Soldier, sorry. It's like a thriller espionage film. You know, they try different genres. You know, Captain America, the first Avenger, it's like a war film, isn't it? It's like an old throwback kind of war film. You've got Captain Marvel with his kind of 80s style. They're trying to be Top Gun in a couple of bits, but not really. I don't know. And then Doctor Strange's horror. So it's kind of all over the place. And it's just kind of, they're trying something new. And I think for me personally, I wouldn't want them to try and just, here's a Marvel film, like, but on TV. I think it kind of gives them a chance to do something else. The only thing is, I kind of agree with you guys. I hope there's kind of a reason as to why this is kind of happening, why they're in this kind of sitcom thing, this Truman kind of style era, and if they're going to explain it. I assume
thing you see around her neck at the end of episode 3 gives you like some sort of clue as to who's involved.
Yeah, because that's very similar to Hydra and AIM from Iron Man 3 off the top of my head. Rob?
You can probably guess what it is there, right?
Yeah, I just don't want to say. I don't want to know. It's kind of like with Mandalorian at the end of that last episode when I was watching it, obviously not spoiled by anything else. So it's like, is it? No, I don't want to say it just in case it's not. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to ruin it for yourself. So, but I am enjoying it, and my wife's enjoying it as well. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. See what happens, I guess. See what happens with it. I've heard the end of the season's good, though, so we'll see.
How many episodes is it?
I think it's 8, so straight after...
Who told you? Who's seen it?
Paul Bettany plays Vision. So it's kind of biased, I guess, but...
He's the guy that's in it says it's good. Oh, okay, well...
No, as in, like, there's something then, that right? happens... Listen, there's something that happens in that last episode that changes things. Bear in mind, we're going into the multiverse of madness, and I know you hate the multiverse kind of thing that's going on, but yeah.
Wait, I don't know. I never said I hated that.
I think no, you that said was, that was Luke.
Oh, is it Luke? Okay. It's me getting out of people confused. But straight off the back of, I mean, we're basically at the end of January now by the time this episode goes out. By the time WandaVision finishes, we're looking end of March. We're going to go straight into Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
And what's the stupid theme for that TV show?
I don't know. I think that's just a normal... I think it's
rom-com.
Just a
rom-com.
Yeah.
Rom-com. It's a zombie.
Zomcom. Which one's the zombie?
The Winter Soldier, because he died, right?
Did he?
No.
Okay. He fate died in one of them.
Anthony Mackie's been working up for that, hasn't he? And also a different film.
Do you want to talk about a different film?
Winter Soldier's arm will be one of the characters. There you go. That'll be the weird theme.
The main character.
His arm falls off and it grows a new body.
Like Idle Hands, it just runs around on its fingers.
Brutal. Okay, so do you guys want to talk about a film that we watched over the last two films?
Oh, look at that segue, films? Dude. You're such a professional.
2 weeks. Also, starring Bradley.
Anthony Mackie
of Winter Soldier, Falcon, Captain America, Avengers fame, whatever
it's
you
like
want to
you
call
it.
Not on purpose, but the timing was impeccable. I'm going to go to Luke because he's been quiet for a little bit.
Hi.
Do you want to give us a little brief description of what Outside the Wire is?
It's a take your brain out, watch people shoot other people type of war movie with Anthony Mackie in it, as you've already said, and a very talented young actor called Damson Idris.
Yes.
He was really good.
Yeah. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown of what actually is happening in this film?
Is this spoiler?
If you can remember.
No,
are we spoiling it or
I
not?
I don't think I will, no. Because it's, what has it been on Netflix for like a week? I think I'll give people a chance to watch it before I spoil it. So just...
Okay, so...
But everyone's at home. If they haven't watched it, what are they doing?
True. I'll give the Netflix rundown. So basically, Outside the Wire is a film set in the near future where a drone pilot is sent into war and finds himself paired with a top secret android officer on a mission to stop a nuclear attack. Robert, what did you think of this film?
I know for a fact that all of you guys really enjoyed it, but I found it quite boring.
It's quite a talky film, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I liked the robots, they were fun.
Yeah, they were fucking good. I was like, look, it's like, they're fucking cool. It's like something from District 9.
And I noticed that Anthony Mackie likes to jump backwards shooting stuff. It's like one of his trademark moves. Just jumps backwards.
I was watching it. I was like, this is definitely him been training for Falcon and Winter Soldier, doing all these like flip kills and stuff.
And he can, you know, he also can do this all day.
Did he actually say that?
He did.
Yeah, he said it in the film. Yeah. So that's like a sweet throwback to Chris Evans' Cap himself. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. Maybe because I was just like, I'm going to watch it. And I think not watching any trailers for it and just kind of jumping in, I didn't really have any thoughts on it. And I enjoyed what it was on for a film on Netflix. And I keep saying that. But then we're in this era where we're getting more and more decent films on Netflix. It's not just like it's a Netflix film. It's, you know, you're getting decent talent and decent films on there now. I don't know. Luke, what do you think?
I enjoyed it. I'm somewhere in the middle of like your reaction saying it was brilliant and Rob's reaction saying it was boring, because it definitely wasn't boring, but I didn't enjoy it enough to want to watch it again.
I wouldn't watch it again. I completely agree with you on that.
But there are some war movies that I could literally watch over and over and over again, like Saving Private Ryan or We Were Soldiers, that sort of ilk. You know, I could watch war epic movies like that all day long, which I know this is not supposed to be an epic, so I'm perhaps pigeonholing it a bit, but haven't got the desire to watch this ever again. But that said, it is an hour and a half, hour and 40 odd minutes of entertainment that I'm glad I did watch. So
better or worse than Old Guard?
Worse.
Yes. Really, I think I enjoyed this better because I didn't think the story was as predictable as the Old Guard. I might as well have watched Underworld instead of the Old Guard.
The Old Guard makes you think about mortality and like in such a way that... Yeah, I'm going to shut up.
Brad, what did you think of Outside the Wire, man?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really... Well, not really good. I thought it was a pretty solid film. Like, a lot of the action was pretty good. Like, the bits around it. I think had the lead two not been as good as they were, it might have been a lot. I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. Like, I can't... What was the other kid's name? He was really good in this.
Damson Idris.
That's him.
He's in a FX show called Snowfall, and that is fantastic. It's about the cocaine and crack epidemic in the United States in the 80s. He's the lead in that. He is fantastic in that.
The bits with the two leads in the car, like, just shooting shit, those bits are really good. But, like, the whole, like, story of the film, I just didn't believe or enjoy.
Yeah.
Without spoiling anything, it's hard to say what happened and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb idea that the rebels have.
You could kind of, I think a lot of the story you could kind of see coming, though. Yeah, I already guessed he was gonna do X and Y at the end, and then I think the only thing was, like, there was a couple of, they tried to throw as many twists in there as possible, and then it's like, I'm doing it for this reason, and then completely, you know, last minute it's like, I'm doing it for this completely different reason out of nowhere.
yeah
and it's like, what? But I do like the fact,
Ringling,
like,
James,
I do like the fact that Anthony Mackie basically pulls one over on the dude, pulls one over on his partner going into the war zone. Is like, he basically, like, convinces it.
He buffs him off.
It's like one thing, and then it's like completely something else. So yeah, I know. I quite liked it, and that's about. I'm not saying it's brilliant. I enjoyed it. For something on a Sunday night to kind of chuck on. Which did you find better, Rob? Outside the Wire or WandaVision?
Oh, that's a really hard thing to say. Outside the Wire, I'd say, yeah, marginally.
I mean, bear in mind, you've still got another five episodes. Is it five episodes? Yeah, five episodes to go of Wanda.
I feel like, well, I obviously I don't know anything about the army, but the decision he makes at the start, I feel like he made the right decision and he's just getting absolutely slaughtered for it.
Yeah. He did make the right decision, but then he broke protocol, didn't he? So that's the whole point.
Broke protocol and went against a direct order.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's within the...
Yeah.
You probably find it as in the trailer if we watch the trailer. I didn't watch the trailer for this.
I didn't either.
In subordination. It's just, you can't do that.
The result of disobeying that direct order probably should have landed him in prison as well.
But there's reasons why people in the military are... at a certain rank, they're there to make those difficult decisions. He wasn't that rank, so it's not up to him.
I'm like Mike. I didn't watch the trailer either, so I can't comment. Literally, the only reason I watched this movie was because of the cast.
Yeah, there was a pretty decent cast in this. I don't know if anybody noticed. Was it Booker from Mindhunter? Was one of the, I don't know what rank they were. It was like generals on the court-martial. Like the committee that when he got judged for his action, there was three people on the bench, and one of them was the old guy from Mindhunter.
I didn't notice that at all.
Really? Oh, shit.
Because I was falling asleep because it was so boring.
It wasn't boring.
I'm surprised you found it boring. There's like quite a few decent action scenes in it.
The majority of the time they're spent in a car just talking to each other.
You must really...
There was like the intro, which was like... quite suspenseful, and then there was like the bit where they go to the vault, there was the standoff with the rebels, there was Anthony Mackie killing a lot of people.
Spoilers.
I mean, that's not spoilers.
Are they spoilers? They're not spoilers.
Luke, which was better, Extraction or Outside the Wire?
Extraction.
Jesus, because they don't even compare.
Yeah.
But they both do the same thing, though. They've got, like, there's a couple of fight scenes in this, especially in the beginning. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's just, the minute I noticed those quick cuts, I fucking hate it. I noticed they were doing that with Mackie. It was like 12 cuts for like one punch. The best.
The first time you see him use his abilities when they go into that tent and he like just shreds everything, that bit was good. But they didn't utilize that much. I imagine they just run out of money, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely like a low budget film, wasn't it? I think they did well with whatever budget they had. I don't think they had a lot of budget for this. So I was quite surprised by I can't remember the name of the robots that they had off the top of my head now.
The soldier robots.
Yeah, the Gumps or whatever they were.
Gumps, yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Obviously, we've had if you want to say it's a little bit of news or not. So Lucasfilm, well, I can't remember the last Lucasfilm Star Wars game or any Lucasfilm game that has been out in the last 5 to 6 years. Anybody know? I think Disney shut their game studio down a few years ago.
Star Wars has been being done by EA.
Yeah,
EA. Terrible idea.
Yeah, they had the license for a long time. So we had some brilliant games off the back of that. Battlefront 2. I've got to give it to them for Fallen Order. Is it Fallen Order?
Yeah.
Which has just got a next-gen upgrade, which apparently looks really, really good on PlayStation 5. I'm wondering if Brad's going to try that out at some point.
There's some really good VR Star Wars games that I've yet to purchase, but I'm going to.
Is there?
Yeah, really good ones.
Can you get Squadrons on your... Yes. Can you? Nice.
Isn't there one where you fight Darth Vader or something?
Yeah, it's like they're like Darth Vader stories, so they're like £8 a pop.
Yeah, that's it.
And I think you're like his apprentice or something. It looks really good. But there's also another Star Wars-y game that's just like a full-fledged game where you're like a rebel, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I expect we're going to see more games coming out because they've just kind of reformed. Is it they've basically created Lucasfilm Games. It's a new banner, so all games will be going ahead.
It's a new publisher then, is it?
Effectively, yes. They will be under that. I think what they're basically doing is taking back control of...
Another launcher to add to my PC! Woo!
Yes. taking control of the Star Wars license because under EA's regime is not done very well, much like the Empire. Anyway. Off the back of that,
SWTOR?
Pardon?
Who did SWTOR?
Do you want to know?
Wasn't it?
Yes. So obviously, all the games that they've done since then have been really good. Do you want to, Brad? Rob?
No.
Rob's shaking his head and he's saying, giving it back to them.
It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
But you said it very seriously.
Yeah, you did say it very seriously. He had like a stern face and everything. So off the back of that, we have a new Star Wars game announced from none other than Ubisoft Massive.
Does that mean Ubisoft has all the Star Wars films, Star Wars games now?
No, because wasn't there another one announced as well, Brad? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I have to have a look. I can't remember off the top of my head. But I don't know how you guys feel about that first announcement of Ubisoft Massive, obviously the creators of The Division 2, taking hold of the Star Wars franchise and creating a huge open world game for us to play in. Luke, you want to pick that one up?
No.
I mean, if they use the same engine that The Division's on, then fucking that's going to be a pretty fucking game.
Yeah, it will be.
The worries that me that they say story driven. And it's done by Massive.
Yeah.
Purely because
have they said if it's single player or is it multiplayer? Have they said?
No, they haven't. I'm guessing if it's open world, it's going to be a bit of a mixture.
Imagine that, dude.
Would you like a Division style Star Wars game, Luke?
That would be fucking amazing.
But better?
Instead of an MP5,
it's a lightsaber.
Have a blaster or a lightsaber.
I don't. I genuinely don't know if I do or not. I'll be honest. I'm a bit concerned that Massive are making this game.
I'm less concerned than I would be if EA announced it. So,
or BioWare.
Or BioWare, yeah.
Or BioWare. And
if we don't even know what this game is, it could just be a VR game. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
But if they do an open world VR game, that'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah, you'd be down with that anyway, wouldn't you, Rob?
Well, yeah, now I've got a VR headset. 100%.
I wanted him to try out Blair Witch, and he said, no, I'd probably shit myself.
I'm trying to organize a Phasmophobia night with VR as well. And
nice.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's going to be scary.
I suppose if it's a Division-style Star Wars game, it's just going to be Old Republic, but with better graphic.
Because
you can squad up.
Yeah, I guess, but...
You go get loot from missions.
I think the fact that Massive are doing it, it has to be multiplayer, right? It's got to be some kind of multiplayer to a degree.
Be cool if it was like MMO. But it won't be.
Can you imagine?
It'll be a live game, and they'll fuck it up. And someone will do a podcast about it. Not us, though, right?
We'll definitely talk about it.
I bloody refuse.
Luke, are you even interested in an open-world Star Wars game?
I think I could be swayed to be interested in a open-world Star Wars game, yeah, but I know for a fact I wouldn't pre-order this just on the back of who's making it. And I sure as fuck would want somebody I know and trust to play it before I played it. To like,
yeah. What if it is like a four-player squad thing and the three of us need a fourth?
Then you can pay for it for me, Brad.
And you'll still hate it.
I just want to point out that this game is in space and there is some type of magic in it. So it is essentially Destiny.
I'm out.
But what if you can effectively create Han Solo, like not literally Han Solo, but Han Solo smuggler rogue kind of type character? Would that get you back on board, Luke? Fight the lightsabers. You just like.
Did you use the word rogue?
A lovable.
What if they release a sort of like 6 out of 10 base game, and they keep promising big content drops to make it better?
No.
There's going to be raids. Plural.
Oh, there probably will be raids in this.
No.
It's a Ubisoft game. Like, every other game that they've got at the minute has raids. I would not be surprised.
Even Assassin's Creed Valhalla has raids, but a different kind of raid.
It's pillaging, isn't it? Not raids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the good raiding. Brad, are you excited for this?
Can I just point out we don't know what the fuck this is yet? How can we be excited for it?
Yeah, no, I was going to say I want to play Radio. I want to play Fallen Order first, but yeah, I was just about to say we'll see what kind of game it's going to be first. If it's an MMO, then I probably won't bother. If it's a Division-style Star Wars game,
I wouldn't normally do this, but someone in Twitch chat, as we're doing the podcast live, Weezer has, how long after the launch did they announce the Jedi Task Force to fix the game?
Thank you, Weezer.
That's hilarious.
It's Star Wars, so I'm going to be interested day one, right? I'll be interested as far as that, but I agree with Luke and Rob and Brad. I am very, very worried, to be honest, when it says we're focusing on story, because a lot of people, and I said this for 4 years on our podcast, I did not like the story for The Division 1 and 2. And if
what
anything...
story?
Exactly. It got worse between the two games. And I understand, like, people, you know, people find story in Dark Souls and you really have to look for it in that. And I want story like what we had in Fallen Order, Rob, because the story in Fallen Order is pretty good. Yeah? I would play through that game again. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
if they have anything like that in an open world Ubisoft massive game, if they've got a decent story and it looks as good as The Division did, probably better than The Division 2, because engine upgrades.
Do you remember like some of the cutscenes to Swotor and how epic they were?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they were done by Blur Studios.
Something like that. Like the storylines in those were amazing and they were like a minute long. If they just made a game based on one of those, it would be amazing.
Yeah, it would. It would. I just, until we see more from the story, I'm not completely convinced, to be honest.
Do we think that, I know we're like, this is complete speculation. Do we think they're going to be like a Jedi-based game, or do we think there's going to be like, you're going to be a rebel or a stormtrooper, and the Jedis are just like, or Siths are bosses?
But that's another question as well. Like,
or are you going to play as a Jedi?
Raid bosses.
Yeah, are you going to be able to play as either dark side or light side? Which way is this going to go? You know, I always kind of wanted that in The Division. We never got that. You know, to have the ability
Paragon to choose between, and whatever the other one is.
Yeah, it never happened.
Styly.
So what we're saying is give it back to BioWare.
Potentially, yeah.
But, yeah, but I like the fact after this announcement came out that there's more Star Wars games coming from other studios, that EA was like, oh, we are committed to the Star Wars brand and we will be making more Star Wars games in the future. Don't worry about it. As if to kind of just throw the hat in. And very quickly, there was a teaser thrown up by Bethesda.
Give them the Star Wars franchise.
Well, they're getting a different franchise, Rob. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there is an Indiana Jones game being developed by the Wolfenstein studio Machine Games. So it's probably going to be pretty good, because the Wolfenstein games normally rate pretty well.
Fallout wasn't really a big hit.
It's not the same studio. Are you interested?
Have they said, like, they haven't said much about this game either, have they? It was just a teaser trailer.
Yeah, it's literally a teaser. They're both, I would think, in very, very, very early stages at the minute.
Who's doing it again?
The same studio that does
Elder Scrolls.
Wolfenstein.
Or the Wolfenstein games, okay.
Yeah, so it's completely different to Elder Scrolls and Fallout and all that.
So it probably won't play like Uncharted or Tomb Raider, which is good.
No. I wonder if it'll be first person as well, because most Bethesda games seem to be first person.
Is this the same studio that does?
How are you going to see your hat though?
Does the stealthy stealthy games, whatever they're called? What's the stealthy games they make? Because of D, I believe.
Dishonored.
There you go.
No, that's Arkane Studios.
Okay, I'll shut up.
The same studio that did Prey, but I don't know. I'm interested in that. But what was the last Indiana Jones game anybody played?
On the SNES.
I don't know.
Was there one on PS2?
Temple of Doom on the SNES.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I feel like there was a tie-in around the time Crystal Skull came out. It was like a completely different name of the game. I can't remember what it was.
I know. Look, I think I'm thinking of Van Helsing, not Indiana Jones.
Luke, are you interested in Indiana Jones game?
Probably not, no.
Does that mean there's going to be a new Indiana Jones film? And is Shia LaBeouf being the new Indiana Jones?
No.
There's no Shia LaBeouf news this week.
We'll be lucky at this point.
We haven't had any for a while.
He got done for assault. What was it? Assault.
He's in rehab or some shit.
Because there was a big old list of actors and actresses on that Netflix film list and he was not there.
Yeah, I've seen that Netflix film and it's pretty brutal. Brad, I know you don't want to have kids, so definitely don't watch it.
Okay.
Pieces of a Woman, it's a good film, but God, there's like a 20-minute one-shot scene through basically someone giving birth. Rob, you'll love it. I know you love having kids. So
Sounds fucking horrific.
It's a magical time to be in a room. It's
Vanessa Kirby and Shia LaBeouf. So they're Bond.
And Fallout.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible, yeah.
Yeah, they're both really good in it, and I think it's such a shame what he's done, because he's been on like a kind of a redemption arc, but yeah, it's not good what he's done at all. Yeah. So, yes.
Is anyone surprised? Not really.
No. Rob, I'm sorry, but yeah, I don't think you'll get Shia LaBeouf in Indiana Jones 5. At this rate, we'll be lucky if we've got Harrison Ford.
I thought he was in it.
He is, but if we don't make it quick enough.
Dude, oh, wow.
It's true, though. It's not, he's not exactly young, is it?
When Indiana Jones / Han Solo dies.
And whatever his character name is in that shit film you like, Mike.
Which one's that?
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Harrison Ford's not in that.
Oh, no, that's Sam. It's Sam Neill. It's Sam Neill.
Fucking idiot.
My bad.
I watched Escape Plan the other day. Yeah. Sam Neill's in that.
Harrison Ford's not in that.
No, but there's so many good actors in that film. It's insane.
I don't think Shia LaBeouf's in it.
There's a lot of big names, like Vinnie Jones is in it. I won't call him a good
actor.
Is
he a big name?
he's not really a big name, but like, you know, we know of him.
He's a good football player, though.
Was he, though? Pretty sure he just used to start fights, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oi, you!
Strange enough, that's all he does in his acting career as
well.
Yeah. I think his standout role was, Juggernaut in X-Men 2 or 3? I can't remember which one it was. X-Men 2 or 3 or the last?
X-Men 2, X2, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is 2.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I think that's it for game news. Apart from, there's a potential leaked release date for the Mass Effect Remastered franchise of March 12th. If that interests anyone. Probably Luke. I know Luke's looking forward to it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is it in VR?
Yes. I'll just say yes because you don't care. But yeah, that's it. That's it. Ready for this week. I think we did it, boys. We made it to the end of another episode. Obviously, these are just our thoughts on all the stuff that we've talked about. So let us know what you think. Give us a shout on Twitter, Discord. We have a Discord and we have an email address. I can't remember what the email address is. Rob, do you know what the email address is?
I'm not saying that.
My God.
I said that 200 times. I'm not saying it.
Why would you bring up the email address if you don't know what it is?
I know what it is. I'm just not saying it.
No, I know you know what it is. I'm about him. Oh, we have an email address, so but I don't know what it is, but you can find it.
If you want to, if you want to find it personally, you can find Rob at SitRob. SitRob on Twitter.
SitRob.
Message him directly and ask for the email address.
And you'll get fucking ignored.
But yeah, that's it, boys. I think we'll say cheers.
I would, but my glass is empty.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.